5. Environmental Science. Listen to a lecture in an environmental science class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Okay, everyone. Today we're going to be talking about invasive species, which are any species of plant or animal that is not native to an area but is somehow introduced. After being introduced to the new area, they cause serious damage. They can really cause problems for other species. Sometimes the naturally occurring species become extinct. Yes, invasive species are very strong competitors. Let me give you an example. Interestingly enough, farmed salmon is causing huge problems in the northwestern U.S. and the west coast of Canada. You see, these fish, the farmed ones, are raised in huge pens. Areas of the sea that are surrounded by nets. But the problem is that many of the farmed salmon are escaping from the netted areas and heading out into the ocean. Let's talk about the effects on the ecosystem. To begin, these farmed salmon introduce new parasites and diseases to the native fish of these regions. See, the local salmon haven't had any exposure to these diseases until now, so they lack resistance to disease. Therefore, when the farmed salmon invaded, they spread a lot of disease among the local salmon. And it's this point, this first point, that I'm the most worried about. I'm afraid we may see entire populations of native salmon disappearing. Second, like I said, they're really competitive, these invasive salmon. The environment, I'm talking Canada and Alaska now, these places had a balance of resources, and the environment was able to support the existing life there. However, when the farmed salmon invaded, suddenly there were more fish competing for food. It's a big ocean, but an event like this can change things for a lot of species. In this case, other fish started dying because they couldn't find enough food.
1. What is the professor's general attitude toward invasive species? 2. What does the professor think of the invasive salmon? 3. What does the professor feel is the greatest danger from invasive salmon?